I'll be back.
We all in the camera?
Oh, shit. This nigga's a nerd, bro.
This nigga is a fucking nerd.
What's going on, everybody? We are coming to you live from Farmington Hills, Michigan at Take a Chance Records. I'm Will, a.k.a. Siren. We got Nate over here.
Yes, sir.
And this is episode 62.
Indeed.
And the second episode of season 5.
Indeed.
That's wild. We didn't really touch on it. We got right into Zendan last episode.
Well, what's crazy to me, people that are here that don't know, we got Who Ate Cusco in the building. He's been on before, and what we found out was today's December 19th while we're filming this. Exactly 2 years ago today, we filmed his first episode. Was it number two?
We're on 62?
Damn.
60 episodes later.
Around the tube. Pause. There you go.
What's good, man?
What's the word?
What's new?
Everything. What's new with you, my boy?
Just been cooking up. That's about it.
You've gotten a lot better.
Thanks, man.
Your shit was tough. That shit that you posted on your Instagram.
It's got to go up more.
Weren't you still in college when we shot our first episode?
Yeah.
That's new. You're out of college.
Yeah, I am out of college.
Yeah, we never really talked about that.
That's crazy.
Yeah, your boy graduated.
He's a full-time.
Yeah. Full circle.
He's a full-time ATL Jacob. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
It's crazy as hell.
You're fresh off a project.
Yeah.
Fresh off a project. I love it.
For the people that don't know what we're talking about, give us a little backstory of how that came about.
Songs about narcotics. It came about my boy Six. He texted me. He said, "You're one of my closest friends. I feel uncomfortable. We don't got a tape together. Would you do a collab tape with me?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, okay. Will you also be in my wedding?" I said, "Of course, of course I will."
Oh, we're all in it.
Yeah. So it came about like early June, late May, he hit me, and we just worked on it the whole summer, the whole beginning of the fall, and it ended up being a pretty good tape, I would say. I like it. It's pretty good.
Yeah. If you could recommend one song that someone go listen to right now off of it, what would it be?
One song?
Yeah.
It would really depend on what you're in the mood for. When we make music, I can speak for both of us, honestly. We try to do it for a different set of moods. So it's hard to pinpoint one song, but It really depends on your mood. There's like 5 different moods on the tape.
So what's your personal favorite?
Depends on what mood I'm in. I got to tell you.
I love Ned Flanders. I was listening to it the other day and I posted it.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. I did see that. I forgot to say thank you.
That song's a vibe.
Yeah, nah. Ned Flanders is a good song if you're trying to have a good time.
Yeah.
If you're like an upbeat, happy-going person, like you like stealing niggas' bitches, Ned Flanders, that's for you.
I saw the Rockstars video.
Oh, Rockstar Numbers? Yeah. I like that. Probably. I want to, like, edit it some more.
Deb didn't use any of my clips, which I don't blame him. Those were trash. No, he didn't.
No. I thought he did. He sent the second video.
Oh, it was the second one?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he sent the second video with all the clips from there. He told you to send them after the first video.
So he probably had the first one.
You got it right now?
Yeah.
Let me see it. Right. Will that be out by the time this is out?
With the music video?
Yeah.
When is this out?
Like the second Sunday of 2025.
It should be out. I wanted to drop it the second 2025. The second Sunday. That's exactly when I wanted to drop it.
Really?
The Friday, January 10th.
So it'll be out. Because
that's
days
when
before
we,
this.
You know, we do content every week.
And yeah.
Like that's what I was going
to
ask
that
about.
That's the week that Rockstar Numbers is. Mm. I didn't talk to Six about it yet, but that's the week that Rockstar Numbers
that
is.
That makes sense.
So I was like, if we're going to end the week, why not?
That's exactly what I was going to ask
then,
you about.
And then, like, the rest of this year is pretty much, like, SZA is dropping in an hour. Who the fuck has, like, who's going to watch my music video after SZA drops? Okay. And then Christmas is next week, okay?
Yeah.
And then New Year's is after that.
People are busy.
Who the fuck has time for that?
Right.
So then, like, you got to go to the 10th, right? Because that's the next coming day.
And the 3rd, who's dropping other than me?
Baby?
Yeah.
Baby.
I saw that I'm a safe place.
Yeah.
We cut this, but that's the day of my appointment, the 10th.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a great day all around.
Yeah.
We're probably figuring out. I thought we were cutting all of this. That's why I was just yapping.
Nah, but that's what that is.
I'm supposed to be showing you the video. I'm sorry.
We just saw the video. If you haven't saw it already, go probably link in the bio, I'd assume, if it's going to be out by then.
Yeah. Your shorts that you've been doing.
Okay. The content they've been shooting?
Yeah.
Him and Chance.
One thing I've noticed, and it's a good thing because I really do like this and I feel like more artists should do it, is a lot of even, if you say, like, even bigger artists, they'll be promoting their album, but when they're promoting their album, they're only showing one song. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It'll just be one song in the background, then you see the track list, yeah. Or they're going on tour and they're promoting that, whatever.
Yeah.
And if they're on Jimmy Fallon, they're only performing one, maybe two songs, whatever. Right. With y'all, y'all are promoting you're giving every single song on the album its little spotlight.
Yeah.
To really show off the, like, how, first, like, how good the album is, but, like, how deep the album is.
Well, yeah, also, you're splitting it up, too, like, for, like, you do one week, you do one song pretty much, right?
Yeah.
But, like, when you do your shorts, they're all different parts of the song. Well, some of them, I'd say, but most of the time, you're doing something different, and it kind of shows off every single part of that song separated throughout the week. Yeah. I like that.
I like it as well. I didn't really understand, like, I didn't really realize what you just said until you just said it. I did want to showcase the whole album because it gives it, like, a full... Because we didn't really do a rollout plan for it. We never, in this, like, in this company that we work for, we never do a fucking rollout. Like, none of the artists.
Not wrong.
So, like, I got tired of doing that because you don't really succeed without doing the rollout. Yeah. But we had already got to the point where it was, like, we couldn't drop it right now because the album doesn't fit December 25th. Like, it doesn't fit December 19th.
Right,
yeah. But November 1st is perfect, you feel me? So we did, like, the rollout pretty much afterwards just to make sure that it got heard. I mean, like I said, we spent the whole summer, the whole fall working on it. I would hate for it to just go under the
just
radar.
Just drop and then nothing.
Yeah, I know my homies and, like, my family and, like, the people that always been listening to me for years going to listen to it. But I know for a fact that I've gotten this project in front of way more people than all my other projects.
Facts.
Right.
Even if it's not my best project, this has seen the most reach out of any of it.
And you haven't even posted, like, half the album yet.
No, we're just getting to half the album next week. So, yeah, I agree. It's a good rollout plan. I like it. And we're about to keep doing it. We're not even about to stop. We're probably about to just do it again. Like,
yeah.
The whole 11 songs.
Yeah.
Just keep going with more songs. I do like that you brought that up. That is an interesting topic.
I do not open up TikTok without seeing one of them.
You're going to be promoting that all year? Like, all 2025?
I'm promoting myself all year. I got to promote myself, my friends, all year because it's like, it's, you know, graduation year type shit. We all got to get scholarships to Columbia, to, you know, RCA, to motherfucking, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Universal type shit. Interscope. Yeah. We all need to graduate and get our signs. So I'm, you know, about to promote all my friends all year. But everything we got going on.
Do you have other music videos planned for the album?
If Nate shoots my music videos, yeah, of course. If Devin shoots my music videos, yeah, of course. But me, myself right now, no. But I'm a rapper. I'm an artist. I mean,
I told you there were two songs I wanted to do
on
videos
that project.
To. Yeah,
yeah, we can do them all. I'm cool to do.
Whatever. I want a Ned Flanders video. That's all. That's
he
that's
said he wanted to do Ned Flanders.
Yeah, I want to do Ned Flanders
cool
and God tier.
I'm cool with
that. Be a great video.
You just need to get a Shador Sanders jersey.
Listen, if you're watching this video, God tier, great song. Ned Flanders, great song. What's the other one you said you wanted to do?
Those are the two I wanted to do.
Right. Them two, great songs.
I just said you need a Shador Sanders
Rockstar
jersey.
Rockstar Numbers, link in bio, great song.
Songs About Narcotics, great album.
I fuck with it.
I said you need to get a Shador Sanders jersey, though.
Yeah, I got,
to be
I
able
got
to
a
do
Shador
that.
Sanders jersey. My dad got a Prime jersey.
Really?
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah, we planned this in November, in October, on my birthday.
Well, you need to wear that if we're shooting a video to it.
Yeah.
And I envision you guys on, like, a football field.
Yeah.
Probably going to do it in, like, the spring, though. Like, who wants to shoot a fucking music video?
No, I know.
For a turnt-up song in February. That's grody.
Yeah, no, we can take time on that.
Yeah.
You said you wanted to talk about Travis Hunter.
It reminded
me of that, though, when I said Shador Sanders. It just reminded me of Travis Hunter.
I was playing.
I don't think he should have got Heisman.
Oh, you should have got Heisman? Listen, I'm a Charles Woodson guy. You know, I'm a Michigan man. So I respect it. I can't, you know what I'm saying? I can't knock him. He got, what, 4 interceptions this season?
No, I'm not mad about it. I'm not mad that he
you
won
think
Heisman.
You think Jenty should have got
it? So this is my thing. I understand he's top 5 in both on offense and defense. What? You don't think he is?
No, I'm saying that You can't start off by saying I understand he's top five.
No, listen.
But like listen, that just doesn't make
listen.
Sense.
Listen, go ahead. I understand that.
Go ahead.
But they didn't win a conference bowl game.
Yeah,
they were the conference championship game. They didn't make the playoffs. Ashton Gentry.
Man, he carried Boise State.
They won their conference.
Yeah,
and they're
bye.
In the football playoffs.
They got a bye.
They play.
If you take him out of there, do you think they're still doing that?
No, not
no,
sure.
Hell no.
So but if you take Travis Hunter off of Colorado, what are they doing? Because we saw what happened last year.
But what was their record this year?
Travis Hunter missed last year, what happened?
They didn't, even with Travis Hunter, they didn't win a conference championship or make the college football playoff.
Didn't they just go 8-3, bro?
That's not bad. I mean,
that's fucking good as hell.
That's good, but you get what I'm saying.
8-3.
8-3. Was it 8-3?
If they didn't go 8-3, they went 8-4. Like, they definitely, huh?
Bowl game.
They didn't play their bowl game yet.
Who do they got?
Oh, I didn't even see.
I think BYU, which would actually be a pretty good game.
Last game I seen them niggas, they lost to Kansas.
Yeah.
I was pissed about that.
They were ranked 23rd.
Right now?
Yeah.
Right.
But, like.
After just being ass two
damn,
seasons
this
in
will
a
be
row?
After the bowl games and shit.
Come on, bro. They ain't got no offensive line for real.
Congratulations, Indiana, the national champions.
All right, bro.
That's my prediction.
Next topic.
Wouldn't that be crazy?
Travis Hunter is not cool. Like, not a cool topic. I love Travis Hunter.
Who you drafting with your cool fantasy topic. Football dynasty pick?
Huh?
You got the number 2 pick in our fantasy or
our
dynasty
league. I got a number
2
pick.
You
I
taking?
Thought I'm about to have a number 3 pick. Matt just lost to me last week.
It don't matter. You didn't make the playoffs. We go by record.
He didn't make the playoffs either.
I know.
He got the same record.
I know, but you have less points, so you'll be number
oh,
you'll be
so
number
even
2 pick.
If I beat him in this,
yeah, it don't matter.
In the Shitter Bowl, it don't matter.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shitter Bowl?
That's oh,
that's what
I
it's
might,
called.
I might grab either Travis Hunter or Shadur Sanders.
I'm just,
second pick?
I'm just scouting right now.
You don't even have the first pick.
I know, but right? I got.
Yeah, he about to go to either the Giants or the motherfucking the Raiders. Like,
yeah, he'll
he's
play gotta there.
Start.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I traded my first round pick, and it's probably gonna be Gentry.
Really? You think he's going first in the draft?
In the dynasty
draft?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, hope
in the dynasty draft. Yeah.
I'm cool with that. I'm taking Travis Hunter, bro. I ain't had a good receiver in years, bro. Oh, my best receiver.
Jackson and Jordan, bro.
No, Jordan Addison. Bro.
Jordan Addison is balling out,
Jordan
bro.
Jordan Addison and Jackson Smith and Jigba, bro. I did not trade them. They just asked me for them every week the entire season.
Bro, I still have 8 trades with you sitting in my inbox.
I thought about
right
trading
now.
Them every week. I didn't trade them, man. I'm so glad I didn't. They're the future. I'm watching like week 11. I'm like, no, these niggas are tough. Like, hold on. Like,
why do you think I was trying to get him at the beginning of the year?
Everybody was trying to get him at the beginning of the year. That's why I was holding out. Because you know me, I traded niggas quick. I traded Chris Olave before I even knew who he was.
Nah, you ruined the league this year, bro. You traded Derrick Henry.
Oh, God.
Contending champion, bro.
You don't know. I could have been
champion
winning
contender.
If I didn't trade Derrick Henry.
You would have made the playoffs.
Bro, Derrick, I would have won.
You missed the playoffs by one game,
games.
Bro.
I would have won at least 2 more games, bro. He dropped like 30 points in like 5 of them games. Be fucking for real.
There's one thing that has started. I mean, I know it's a little bit more recent, but since your last episode, you run a show now.
I do have an internet series. It's
yeah.
Great time. One of the best things I've created.
We talked about it a lot. Was that?
So usually you're thinking like rapper mind, artists, you know, like that's where your creativity comes from as an artist. But like why that or like how did that like come about? Like what made you think, oh, let's run with this?
The TV show?
Yeah. Like what was your first thought of like, oh, I'm going to do this?
So I originally was supposed to be shooting content like how we're doing right now. I was supposed to jump back on the wagon, right? Pause. And my media guy, Devin, he wasn't feeling none of the idea. Like, he just didn't want to get back to doing the same old content. So
you
then we
the
just
mic.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
Yeah.
We sat in the backyard, and we sat in my backyard, pause, and we just fucking created the show for real. He came up with the idea of the show. He came up with the name of the show. I came up with the idea, and then I just got all my friends involved, all my friends that's, like, you know, in music and media type shit. I just got them all involved in it, or at least I tried to. And now we run a show out the studio.
So, like, I'm just so curious behind, like, the approach to it, because, like, it's way different. You don't see it as much to, like, promote music.
Right.
So, like, obviously you were trying to be different. Like, you wanted to do something new. Something
do you think I was trying, or do you think I did it?
All right, bro.
I'm not trying to be cocky with viewers. I'm just asking. Like, do you think I was trying to be different, or do you think?
No, I think you. I think you
did something.
I think you did do something different. Because
in my first interview, I remember I told everybody my goal was to be innovative,
What could be innovative? Yeah. Like, that's my only thing in my whole career. Like, what can I do to be innovative? What's new? My name is a question, bro. Like,
yeah.
And I just want y'all to know I'm back here 2 years to the date with some innovative ass shit. I told y'all, I'm always going to be innovative in everything that I do.
But with Who Ate the Internet? By the way, real quick, before we keep going with that, you know Zen's not blind?
He told us last episode.
That's crazy. I casted him, so like when he showed up to the audition, I knew he wasn't blind, but I was like, you know what?
Like, we got some glasses in
back here. We got a sword for you, bro.
You saw the vision?
He didn't, but I did.
He told the story about how it came about. We were just all talking in the party.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you were just like, you'll be a blind guy or something. Yeah, we were calling him Wonder Boy.
That's fire. We got so many ideas from that fucking 2K shit, I swear to God. Just like YBN and them.
The native episode.
That started there. Yeah, that's one of the best episodes.
Because he was rapping and he would switch the N-word to native. And we're like, Frank, bro, it's like you're still saying it. Yeah, like, you're just switching the word, dog.
Am I allowed to cuss on here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It's YouTube. Sorry. Can you cuss on YouTube?
Yeah.
I don't be watching.
I mean, yeah, you can.
I be watching rapper interviews and they be on the radio. So, like, they can't cuss. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't really watch regular YouTubers or none of that shit. I don't know if they cuss throughout their shit.
I keep it.
I watch Joe Budden, but that's fucking Joe Budden. He gonna do whatever. So.
Type shit.
What's your favorite episode you guys have shot?
For Way the Internet?
Yeah.
That's out, we'll say.
Shit, my favorite. Probably the virgin one. The virgin one, the native one.
Oh, the virgin one.
The virgin one and the native one. It sucks because I wrote both of them, so I feel like it's a little biased, but those are really the ones that make me laugh the most. I ain't gonna lie.
Brownies episode.
Brownies episode is like the best shot episode in my opinion.
Just like the way you guys went through the episode. Yeah. You guys came in, he was talking about his shitty ass bets that he made.
Yeah.
Izzer's walking in, no one even notices him laying on the couch. Zen sits because he's blind. And he's like, your couch is different? And then you guys all realize, and then you can rap.
I like that has all been, like, planted into your head. Like, you remember the entire show. Like, that's it's a real show. Like, it's an episode of SpongeBob or something. You just remember exactly what happened.
The way Kofi's like, oh, a good feeling. All right. Yeah, right, for right. sure.
Yeah,
he just walks in.
That's so amazing to me, bro. I ain't gonna lie. That's some cool shit just to be doing it on the internet. We be getting, like, a lot of good feedback from that. I ain't gonna lie. I just want to say thank you to anybody that see this. That shit be cool as hell. It's just some fun shit we be doing with the bros type. We got like 100 more castmates coming too, so you ain't really gonna get tired of seeing faces.
Who's your favorite character?
Me. The fuck? Nigga in every room. I ain't gonna hold you.
Who's yours?
Probably Zen, bro. Like
Zen's character is like he's like got that like monotone funny.
I don't know. It's just like in the most random points of the video, like it cuts to him like looking at something else, or like I don't know, like every episode there's always something.
He's my favorite character. Frank was supposed to be my favorite character, but now I'm biased. Zen's my favorite character.
What's wrong with Frank?
He's
call
nothing,
him out.
Nothing. No, this is not, I'm not calling out another guy. It's really my fault for just like the way that the direction of his character arc was going. But we're about to pick it back up in a second. My question to you guys, right?
Oh, before you ask, didn't you say you wanted to do a pod where you're like asking us the questions?
Yeah, right.
No, I know.
Just kept talking. What
no,
the
I'm, no, no, I'm just making sure. Are, I'm just right. making sure. All right, bye.
So,
just all right,
so I want you guys to think about when you, because this is predominantly a music podcast, am I wrong? I mean, this is like multifaceted. Like, you have, different people on here for different fields, but like, it's entertainment based, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
So, I want you guys to think about, first of all, what are your top three interests right now?
You want to go first?
Let me give you top three lifelong interests, like things you know these last 10 years since 2014 you've been interested in.
Sports, music, and then it's like education.
Okay. You?
Just learning.
I wouldn't say sports. I would say basketball more for me. Music, definitely.
Okay.
And then probably comedy.
Okay. So 10 years ago, where music, sports, music, basketball, and comedy – education work for you. Where do you feel the difference is in these 10 years? Like when you first got into these sports and these musicians to where it is now, like the new musicians, the new sports players, how do you feel the difference is?
Well, 10 years ago, I think I was already into the sports.
Uh-huh.
Music, I think, because 10 years ago, 2025, now that they're watching this, but so 2015, like, I wasn't, like, recording. I wasn't cooking up. I wasn't, you know, like learning how to produce. So obviously that's changed a lot over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
That kind of ties into the education. Like I learned how to produce. Like,
since learning for it, has your love for music grown or decreased? Like when you hear someone else's music, are you able to pinpoint what's wrong with it? And does it take the value out of music, or are you still able to enjoy it like you were when you were 14, 15?
Repeat that first part of that question again.
Are you able to still listen to music the same now that you are involved in music? Like, I know for me, since I've been doing music since I was like 7, I've been taking it seriously since like 15, I want to say. I can pretty much pinpoint what the next, well, like what the artist is going to say, what the next artist is going to, like what their next song is going to sound like, what their next album is going to be like. Like, I can pinpoint pretty much everything. I can pinpoint when the mix is off, when the producer messed up, like. I don't want to say it's devalued how I view music, because I listen to a bunch of different music. I listen to, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't devalue it, but it's just like, it just changes my, like, my thought process when I listen to music. So I was wondering if your thought process has changed.
So I've always been like a beat and a wordplay type of guy, like lyrics. Like, I like both. I like listening to a rapper that can spit bars, right? But since I've started making beats, I kind of am able to pinpoint specific things within a beat that I probably wouldn't have heard 10 years ago.
Okay.
And so, like, hearing that, hearing new stuff, or, well, since I've became a producer, now that I can, like, actually, like, listen to, let's say, a Drake song, and I hear, like, a little thing that I wouldn't have picked up on, I don't know. I'd say I love my own music more than I did 10 years ago, obviously, because I wasn't making music. But I think I wouldn't say I dislike it more than I did 10 years ago. I think there's a lot more BS being put out right now than 10 years ago.
Okay.
Even though 10 years ago, it's crazy to think that's almost 2016.
Yeah.
When things changed. So, like, to say 10 years ago is, like, even crazy, because things have changed so much since.
Right. That's why this question is brought up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's
it's a
tough one.
Different climate. Like, I knew you in 2015. I knew you in, like, 2017. But this is, even from 2017, this is a completely different climate. Yeah. So I was just wondering, like, what your take is. Like, for you, for comedy, are the comedians from 2014, do they stand out more than the comedians of 2025? Or is the comedy better now? Is it more edgy?
With comedy, I look at it the same way, because I was a fan then. And I'm still a fan now.
Right.
So I think that the way I enjoy and consume comedy is different than it was. Back then, it was just Kevin Hart.
Right.
Or maybe a Chappelle. Or maybe like Key and Peele. I watched a lot of Key and Peele when I was younger. Now it's like Kill Tony, Tom Segura, Joe Rogan, Bert Kreischer, all these big comedians. And stuff. So I that's like when I go home, that's what I'm watching.
So are you saying you're more involved in comedy now? Like you're falling more in love with it since then, or is the talent? Are you saying there's more talent now?
I'm saying that I think there's always been talent. I just think that it's more
I think it's more glorified.
And you can
nowadays.
Find stand up. Like there's open mic guys that get clips and then post them on TikTok that I would have never saw back in 2014
that's true.
Seeing now. Okay. Guys like Shane Gillis, who's huge now.
Okay.
And I remember watching him when he was just doing like his little shorts and shit. Stuff like that.
That's a good take.
But with basketball, then I was a player. Now I'm coaching. So it's I look at it different. It's crazy how that now that I understand the game more and I think maybe like maturing, I can see stuff that I couldn't see when I was 14.
Of course. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
And then with music, then I was a fan. And then, like, if you look now, I'm more recent. Like, I haven't dropped in a while, but I was a rapper for a lot of that time.
Yeah. You're in the business.
For sure. So, yeah, what you were saying to him, asking when he was saying if you enjoy music more or if you, like, have that ear now. I would say both. Because I still, like, I enjoy it even more now, but, like, I still have that ear that I can hear if something's, you know?
You know what's crazy is I feel like I had that ear already before I actually, like, got into, like, me making music.
I definitely did not.
Okay.
It took me a while.
All right. besides like the things in the production, like the pinpointing stuff, but I'm saying like the little stuff, like, I don't know, I feel like I would pick up on that and be like, no, say, because Chance was making music around that time, right, or like when we first started making right. music, I could tell like, oh no, that take wasn't like the best, you know, right. like obviously that's grown more.
100%.
So yeah,
but everything's grown in these last 10
and
years.
I didn't touch on the education side of things since you touched on all three. 10 years ago, when you were in school, you didn't want to learn nothing, right? Like you'd sit in class and be like, "Dude, I don't want to do this work." Right?
I didn't want to go to fucking practice.
But like as I've gotten older, I've come to realize that like knowledge is like goes a long way, bro. Like learning something, I don't know, just the process of learning something and actually applying it and like seeing the final product or like solution
in real life in real time.
Like
eye-opening.
Yeah.
And I think just, the education thing, I feel like I've grown on that a lot more because, well, college actually helped me with that a lot too, but I just think like I wasn't trying to do work when I was 2014, 2015, but like now, like the work ethic's different when it comes to like learning things.
Okay. So I'll ask you this. I got a two-parter question. It's really, this first one's going back to the last question. In 2014, who were you excited about musically and in sports?
2014, that had to be like
2015. Sorry, this is 2025. I'm so sorry. 2025. Who are we looking for in 2015?
Well, obviously that's like Bron coming back to Cleveland. That was like when the dynasty.
Okay.
Him versus the best Warriors team. So,
damn,
I mean,
man.
I'm a Bron fan too. So, like, that's.
So, Bron, okay. Who's 15 for music? Is that Future for you? I know you're a huge Future guy.
Future was my number one this year, 2024.
I mean.
But what's crazy is, like.
Top three albums is crazy.
That's fair.
Crazy. But crazy work.
Mine are the same for both.
But also, Pluto's Future crazy. Was the first person that I actually, like, gravitated towards for rap music. Like, I heard, like, Wayne. I heard Eminem. I heard 50, Kanye, growing up, Jay-Z. Heard all those guys, but like I was never like a rap fan.
Future's
until
your generation.
Future.
He's
until
like,
Future. I was in Jamie's car. His mom was driving us somewhere. We were on Will Carlton.
Right.
And,
shout out Jamie.
And the song that came on the radio was Same Damn Time.
Yeah. Right
and,
on.
And then probably like 2 years, 3 years later, whatever, UOENO, the remix came out and every rapper was on it. My cousin showed me that. So yeah, like Same Damn Time, like that whole Future mixtape era right there, that's when I really gravitated towards it. But, like, nothing's changed. Like, Future's still one of my favorite artists of all time.
And that's how you feel for Migos? Is that what you're about to tell me?
No, okay. I was going to say for Drake because that was right around the time when the Meek shit was happening.
It was. That was the year.
And that was when I became, like, a Drake. Oh, my fault. That was around the time when the Meek shit was going on. And that was, like, when I started becoming a fan of Drake. And then if I'm looking back, I was excited for LeBron going to Cleveland.
Right on.
And I still fuck with LeBron now.
Yeah.
It's, like, the same for both.
It's really the same thing, to be honest.
Yeah.
LeBron and Drake. Yeah. Future, it's Steph Curry.
It's the
still
same
going
thing.
Crazy.
They're all still relevant, dude. They're all still relevant. It's crazy.
As wild as fuck.
Like, you can't really say
guys.
They slowed down. Well, Bron, you can say he slowed down. But
I would say Kobe.
Could you really say Bron is slowed down?
Damn.
You get
I watched
what I'm
him
saying,
drop
bro.
A 40-point triple-double in the month of November.
I know,
lie,
but you get what I'm saying. Like, he's not.
My glorious king about to turn 40 next
I'm not,
week.
I'm not
going to lie, bro.
I was still excited about
happy birthday,
about
Pookie.
Cold,
he already going to be 40 when this pod come out, but Bron about to turn 40 next week.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
That is wild. Saying, Kobe. Kobe. I was still excited about Kobe then, and that's completely different now.
Well, he was about to go on his farewell tour.
Yeah, for sure.
Going into 16,
Yeah, all right. So then I'm going to let y'all get back to doing what y'all was doing. My second part of that is, like, now that you're invested in the business, like, I mean, we've been in this business together a minute. Like,
crazy. More than
where
years,
do you
actually.
See this going? Where do you see your love for it going in the next couple of years? Like, do you think you'll love it more? You'll hate it more? Because, listen, I'll tell you this. We probably never hate hip-hop just because of what it did for us these last 10 years. But, like, we can all admit, everyone in hip-hop, everyone in this field, even if you like basketball, we just talked about basketball for a good 7-8 minutes, right? It's all going downhill.
Yeah.
So, like, I want to know your opinion on where do you think the stuff that we grew up loving, because we all just said the same shit, where do you think it's going?
Do we turn into the old heads that start like hating on like
no,
the next
we didn't.
Generation?
No, NBA viewership is literally
in the next 10 years. Is that what's
yeah, no, that's cool. That's what's
gonna be like, man.
100%.
Like,
no,
100%.
I'm already a hater.
Yeah, like, no, 100%. It's 100%. I try to like everything that's coming out, and I do like majority of the dudes in the underground, or like majority of the dudes that's up and coming in the league or in NFL type shit.
Yeah,
but like. I mean, like, I'm always loved the era.
It bothers me that people call LaMelo mellow.
I love LaMelo Ball, though, because, like, low-key, that's still the same era. Yeah, I was about to say, LaMelo Ball, I knew who he was in, like, 2015. Like, that's what I was going to say.
Do not get me wrong. I love LaMelo. And I love Lonzo, and I love the ball. Like, LaVar's dope and all that shit. But
Melo is Carmelo.
Carmelo Anthony.
Right.
What was the question, though? Because I had
where
a solid
answer. Where do you see your love going for the next year? Like, where do you see this going for you? Do you think you'll venture off into pop? Do you think you'll venture off into rock? Is rap, is hip-hop, is trap, is this basketball? Is this where your love is going to stay for the next 10 years, do you think?
So, when I did my episode, I touched on how I like...
Country.
Well, no, I do like country, but... how I'm trying to do, like, too many things at once.
Uh-huh.
There's a quote about that. If you're good at everything, you're really good at nothing. Like, that's, like, the quote or something like that.
All right. No, I'm just playing.
I'm agreeing. No, I'm saying.
Well, I thought
I'm
I was better at everything.
Like, obviously, I love to create anything, like, music-wise. Whether I'm executive producing a song, or I'm helping someone write a song, or I'm that ear for someone... while they're in the studio or me making a beat. I think I'll always have a passion for it. Uh-huh. I mean, it all kind of depends on the other things outside of music, where life will take me with that. Uh-huh. But for as long as I live, like, I see myself making beats.
Okay. For me, you know, like, love for rap and all that will always be there. It's all, like, I cannot be... more grateful to music, like, for what it's given me. I've been able to do a podcast. Me and Nate were best friends in first grade, and that we became boys again. You and me, we knew each other, but we
became, definitely brought you a lot more friendships.
Yeah,
100%.
So, like, how can I not be grateful for it? Mm-hmm. As Lil Siren and Full Out pushing the rap, I don't know if that's still going to be going on. I definitely do want to make more music, and like, I don't want to hang up the jersey.
Uh-huh. Have you lost your love for it?
No, I wouldn't say that. I just think other shit got in the way.
Okay.
That's what I would say more so. I had to focus on other crap, like, in
life. It happens to every musician, every player.
I'm not gonna lie, if you had asked me the end of 2023 December, I would have said it was starting to, because I would, my whole life from 2019 to four straight years of just grinding rap,
right,
like, listening to only rap, making only rap, working with my rapper friends, you know. But I'm not gonna lie, that Kendrick and Drake shit really made me realize how much I still love that shit.
That was a good battle, yeah,
you know,
for sure.
So like you said, how you always be making beats, for me, hip-hop will always be in my life, and this is definitely not the end of Lil Siren. Well, I'll do something eventually.
Okay.
You know,
to bounce off of that, I used to record. Uh-huh. I'm not going to say I lost a love for it, because I still write. Uh-huh. I'll make a beat and I'll write to it. Or, like, I'll write without a beat. You know, I'll just try. If I come up with something, I'll run with it and see how far that can take me writing-wise. I see a day where I record again. I wouldn't say I lost love for it, but I guess I kind of did. Okay. It's just, like, I didn't want to put it as, like, my main priority. Like, I felt like I had more to offer to this music industry.
You were just bringing up how you were trying to put your eggs in too many baskets.
Right.
So I can understand why you'd feel that way.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, I feel like there's more for me to give to the music industry
as
in production.
Okay.
Than me being an artist.
So my next question to you, right?
But I'll always write. I love it. I'd ghostwrite for someone. I'd love to do that.
Doing this podcast, being a producer, for both of you, being an artist, right? Your loved ones, right? How have they... received you being here? Like, how do you think they perceive you? How do you perceive yourself when you're dealing with them, when you're around them? Do you ever mention your life here? Do you ever mention your life with the company? Do you try to shy away from who you are for them? Like, how does your life as a producer, as a podcast host, as a musician, as a podcast host, as a coach, how does that active in your life?
I think the stereotype's always going to be there. You know, that old SoundCloud rapper stereotype. I think it's always going to be there until there's proof or there's progress of, you know, a solid, let's say something hit. You get what I'm saying, bro. Like, let's just say a certain number.
Okay.
Right? And that's when they kind of, oh. But, like, we're not there yet. So, like, it's hard for them to fully see the vision or, like, grasp or concept or the concept of us just enjoying doing what we're doing.
Okay.
Everyone in my life knows what I do. I don't get too many questions about it. But I don't know. I do feel a little bit of the judgment from some people, I'd say. But at the same time, I don't really care because I'm doing what I like to do.
Okay.
So, like, I don't know. Me making a beat, like, why do people have a problem with that?
Before you guys finish these answers, bro, I want you to know this is me interviewing you the rest of this time.
That's fine.
Go ahead.
That's fine.
Say your answers.
No, I finished that one. You got it.
You're with him, same thing. There's always going to be that stereotype. I think it's more so because, like, the way I grew up, and then I'm doing rap, so, like, I don't know if it matched, you know? And my family, certain people kind of looked at it like, huh? And I was not good at first. I don't know if I ever, I shouldn't say I was, like I'm good now, but, like, I'm better than what I was.
Right.
Coaching is a lot more, I would say, accepted. Everybody in my family is coached at one point, you know, basketball too. Like, my cousins played college ball, and then they were the head coaches at LP. So, like, everybody has coached. So, I would say, like, that's more, like, I can relate and talk to them about.
Okay.
But there's been certain people. Yeah. There's been certain people that, like, say we've had on the pod or, like, if I'm going to perform or something like that. Like, my aunts love American Idol, and we had Dave on. Uh-huh. Or my mom, my sister, and my cousins all love The Challenge, and we had Go Media. Yeah, Pierre. So, like, there's ways that I can connect and talk, but, like, I mean, it's just different. They don't see it like I do. They know about my life, and they know who I'm close to, and they know what I'm, like, my mom knows all about, like, the 2K Discord and shit, like she knows.
She was just in the room, yeah.
Yeah. When we were playing, she was with the dog, yeah, that's right. But, yeah, I think it's kind of the same thing. Like, once there's, like, proof, it'll be like okay, we get it now. I think the podcast has helped a lot, though. Like, I think they look at it and, like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I think it's dope.
No matter how many viewers or listeners this gets, it's still a platform for us to make connections, help promote people. They could help promote us, too, even. Like, we get a bigger guest. They're doing us a favor. Agreed, you know? Agreed. Like,
we've said that on so many episodes that
I'm doing these guys the hugest favor.
We've said that on so many episodes that the biggest reason we wanted to do this was because we wanted to give guys a chance to be able to promote and talk and, like, just talk about themselves to a bigger audience and try to get more people.
Let people finally understand them and, like, about who they are.
So great you said that. I'm so grateful you said that. Like, I'm so happy because that's what I wrote the show for. Like, the majority of the people on my show always wanted to do, like, things in this different fields, like, get in front of the camera, be musicians, actually pursue their dreams. But, like, it's kind of harder when you don't have a full team behind you. Like, I mean, luckily for me, I've been in music for a lot of years. I have you, I have Six, I have One. I have, like, 20 people behind me as, like, an engine. Like, we're pushing to try to make sure one of us are the next guy, right?
We got a pretty good team.
But majority of people don't have that. And if they do have that, they don't realize they have that. Because when you're a musician, when you're a creative, when you're an artist, when you're an athlete, whatever you're doing, even as a human, it just feels lonely out here. So it's like, I feel like we created these platforms, you with the TAC, me with Huey the Internet, just to give these guys, like, more freedom, I want to say, and then, like, more practice, more, like, get them comfortable with doing things that they need to do to be in the fields that they need to be in.
Right.
And I want to, you know, applaud you guys and thank you guys for doing that, because regardless if you see it like that, it does help the community. It does help the artists that you bring on here. Like, I guarantee you, after they do an interview here, they second guess their career. Like, they think about the next move in their career because they just did an interview. They have to.
Yeah.
They don't do many interviews. This has to be a lot of guys' first interview.
100%.
So, like, thank you for that. But my next question, going to both of you, right? It's 2025. at the beginning of this, like, we're January, right? Mm-hmm. We're about to put this out.
Yeah.
Who do you want to see put out music this year? Give me three people from each of you.
From, like, here? No, like, no. Like, bigger? Like...
Anywhere in the world. It can be here. It could be anywhere in the world. Actually, I don't want to say no. Anywhere in the world. Here, anywhere. Three people you want to see put out projects.
Me. Rap Psychology Volume 1 out now, actually. So go peep that.
Or go peep that, please.
It's just me, Trap Suey. Some beats. We got something on the works. You'll see that in like 2 weeks. Yeah, I got a lot of big plans for 2025 already. I got like a 9-10 phase marketing thing that I'm doing.
I'm glad that you said that out there. I don't think you get to. Do you promote your own self on here?
Rarely.
No, right. So I'm glad you got to do that because you're getting interviewed by the Kuzma.
That's one. Been rocking with a lot of Kid Leroy lately.
So even though he dropped last summer, you want another drop?
That's why I was gonna say it doesn't have to be an album. Like I just like Kid Leroy.
You just want to hear more Kid Leroy.
The production on his last album I thought was phenomenal. I think he took it up a notch from what all of his other stuff was.
I love Leroy. He's cool.
I don't know. I just think he's dope.
He put out a dope ass TikTok record a couple months ago. I don't know if
girls.
You heard. Yeah, that shit. Like I was like anticipating it for a minute, and then like it just was everywhere, and I didn't even realize it. So shout out Kid Leroy. He's a dope artist. It's
catchy. And then.
So Nate, I gotta hear Kid Leroy.
I gotta hear the Fall Off.
J. Cole, oh shit. Shout out Jermaine. He's going on a hell of a run right now. All the old mixtapes, all the albums he's put out on platforms.
Crazy.
The Madison Square Garden performance. Shout out J. Cole, bro. It's like I want to hear that album, but I don't want it to be his last year in hip hop. It's starting to look that way. It's starting to look that way, but I don't want it to be J. Cole's last year.
I don't think it's
going to be. Unless it's my first year, then I'm cool with it. I don't want it to be J. Cole's last year in hip hop.
I don't think it's going to be.
Tired in the Bronx. Right. Yeah, type shit.
All right, so we're.
I would say
three.
J. Cole,
good answer.
I don't know necessarily. I was going to say Uzi, but he just dropped.
Okay.
And it was bad, though.
Yeah, it was pretty bad.
So
I love you, Uzi. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
She
stank.
Wasn't my cup of tea.
It wasn't bad, Uzi.
Yeah. You're phenomenal. Just wasn't our cup of tea.
But I need a redemption.
You need a redemption from Uzi. Like, okay. Yeah.
And I was going to say Drake.
Oh, you need a redemption from Drake, too. Okay.
I mean, I need one, but I don't know if I need it this year.
Bro, this for your Christmas, I just want apologies, man. Yeah.
He just wanted to chill for a little bit.
You think Drake should chill for a little while? He's about to be 39 next year.
He can do, like, I mean.
You said you wanted him to be Eminem. I forgot.
I said that it would be cool if, like, down the road, like, if Drake's, like.
There is
like,
no down the road. He's 40 album. In 2026.
But, like, how old's Eminem? That
he's, like,
47.
How old Snoop and Dre?
They don't count. Snoop and Dre are not going to sell over 200, bro.
That's probably
Snoop and Dre are not in the game.
That's not the point. They still put out.
I mean, Drake
could
do that.
But Future is a little different than Drake. They're the same, but they're viewed different. I love both artists. I'm not here to say Drake can't do nothing, especially not on a platform.
So is the big three the same? Is it Cole, Kendrick, and
yeah, Drake? The big three will forever be the
who's
big three.
Who's the sixth? Who's like that fourth man though?
Future.
It's 100% Future, right?
Or Travis. Future or Travis. I'm saying Future for me personally.
I would say Future.
But Travis is there. I won't pretend like he's not. And if you're not going to put Future or Travis there.
You got to put Dave Blunts up there, though.
Shut up, bro. That was a funny answer. I was going to say Nicki for real, hip-hop fans, just because people discredit her like she's not up there.
That's not a
you
bad
can't
argument.
Be a female rapper top one of the game for 15 years and then not be considered a top five
a
rapper.
Queen.
I'm not going to lie. So, like, if we're going to put people there, it would either be Future or Travis. If it's not Future and Travis, I'm going to go Nicki Minaj. I know it's, like, you know, not the opinion many people are going to go with, but.
I don't, personally
Thug's
speaking,
not there? I'm sorry.
No, Thug's not there.
That's
no.
where I was going. I was going to say, personally speaking, he's not up there for me, but he has made a big impact.
Yeah. I love Young Thug. He's probably my favorite rapper. I think I said that when I did my first interview. Don't put a bunch of clips from my first interview in here. But
we're just doing that one for the
right, show. Right. But yeah, he could be there, but yeah, it's a tough
there.
One. It's a tough one. Yeah. Thug's like six though. Like just being honest, like. If we're going to do all them people, Thug's behind all them
he's
people.
He's top 10.
For sure. Yeah. Just definitely of that last generation.
Yeah.
My last question to you guys before I get off of this podcast, right? Because we've done a minute. We've been on this bitch a minute. We've been talking. Yeah. We've been chatting. Shout out my folks in this bitch, man. Shout out the viewers. Shout out the people.
Yeah, the people that are still watching this right now.
Shout out the THC community, boy. Y'all real ones. But my last question before I hop off this bitch. What is your favorite music to hear from Huey Cusco? What do you like to hear from the Cus, man? Because I got 6 different, 8, 110 different bags I can hop in at any different moment. So
that's
I want to know.
A lot of bags.
I want to know what their favorite bag is.
So what was the question? Sorry, our camera shut off. We're back.
Damn, what did I. Yeah, what's your favorite bag from the Cus, man? Yeah.
I don't know. I think you have a better tone in your voice when you're doing the more rappy than like the melodic.
Okay.
I'd like to see you do more boom bappish and just more like.
That's boring.
Just not as melodic.
I get it. No, I'm not gonna do that.
Bars.
I just wanted to hear it. I'm not gonna do anything these guys say. By the way, I'm gonna keep doing me. I just wanted to know what they're gonna say.
My favorite song by you is "Feeling These Days."
Okay, so that's a melodic bag. That's
so
crazy
like
as
that.
Fuck.
Like I think your singing rapping vibe can be dope,
right?
But like, not too melodic. I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
with that. But like that type of shit, that's my favorite. I like feel good Cus, just spitting bars and just vibing and like the hooks catchy. That's the type of music I'll be listening to outside of like my homies.
Right.
Like,
okay, I understand.
Like, yeah,
I respect that. I respect both answers. I asked him this question because like I said, I got 110 different bags, so 110,000 different people got like different opinions on what it is. So I mean, I just asked him right here on. You know, I feel like there was no pressure. I appreciate y'all watching this, man. You go ahead and take that shit away.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm good. Unless you got anything else for
him. I mean, shouldn't he do the outro?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's his podcast now.
This is Huey Cusco at the TAC podcast. I'm here with my boys, Big Will. Hold on. He ain't Big Will. Hold on. That's Will. That's. No, I ain't going to call
Don't
you
do
that.
It.
I ain't going to call you
Don't
that.
Do
I
it.
I ain't going to call you that. No homo.
Oh, you'll hear it after.
I ain't going to call you that.
All right.
We're leaving here. It's Huey Cusco, TAC Podcast. I'm here with my boy Will. I'm here with my boy Nate. We locked in. You already know. Thank you for watching. Deuce.
With that being said, links are in the description.
This nigga just shit. I could have
You got to hit the like, comment, subscribe.
Yeah,
you got to.
Oh, y'all YouTubers. I forget.
No, y'all got it. Y'all got it. I'm sorry.
All right.
Boundaries.
Check out the Cus Man. Links in the bio. He said boundaries. Links in the bio. Like, comment, subscribe, and. See you next Sunday.
Type. Thank you.